A rare sight for these voters in Rio de Janeiro, a presidential candidate campaigning in a place dominated by drug traffickers and violence. Just 4 months ago, 20 people were killed during a police raid here in the Complexo do Alemão, a sprawling brick and cement network of favelas or slums. Leftist former leader Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva promised that their lives would change, as they had during his last presidential term.
I doubt that you will find any construction from incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro here or in any favela in the state.
But even people who benefited from social projects during Lula's presidency more than 10 years ago and moved from shacks to these government-built apartments are divided.
We don't believe in promises. President Bolsonaro has promised nothing, but has given emergency aid to face the pandemic and the consequences of the war in Ukraine.
I voted for Bolsonaro in 2018 because the economy was in the dumps. I changed my vote to Lula after I survived a heart attack this year, thanks to the public hospital he built next to my house.
Community leader Betinho Casas Novas remembers how life changed after the police pacified the favela. Lula's government built a huge cable car system, transforming the Complexo do Alemão into an international attraction.
Voters here are looking back at more prosperous times when money was being invested in these communities ahead of the 2016 Olympic Games. 50,000 tourists used to come to this favela every week, and they would buy arts and crafts in little stores here. They would go to parties, there were bars, there were restaurants, there were even hotels to stay overnight. Now all of that is long gone.
People felt abandoned, the money dried out, violence is back, corruption scandals made many lose faith in politicians to the point that they voted for Bolsonaro, who says he'll fight violence with more violence instead of investing in education.
Lauriana Souza was one of the disillusioned. She had opened a bar to cater to tourists, but was forced to shut it down.
They closed the cable car from one day to the next. Nobody comes here anymore.
She says she'll vote for Lula. She hopes he'll fix the cable car and transform the slums once again. Monica Yanaki of Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.